Blog Talk Radio.
Ready for takeoff? Well, it's time. Yes, indeedy. This is Carol Ann Parisi coming to you live from the wonderful state of Illinois, or state of confusion, broke, busted, and disgusted. But that's a whole nother story. We're doing great because it's time to awaken your consciousness. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. Let's take this transition to transformation. In these tumultuous transitional times, we're here with solutions. You know, create your ideal life and make your life great. You know, Americans can be great. Everybody can be great. And, you know, lots and lots going on. I'm a little tired. Been doing a lot of stuff, just a lot of stuff, a lot of cleaning, a lot of purging, a lot of mental purging. You know, clarity is power, so trying to get rid of some crap in the house, never nearly enough. But hey, this is Carol Ann Parisi. Thank you for joining me today. Got a great show kind of planned up. If anybody's watching what's going on in our United States of America, did Russia hack our elections? I don't know. It depends who you talk to, right? So I guess there is time for truth coming. Who knows? Let's just stay the course and be awesome and be excellent and, you know, don't look back. Don't look back. Let's just look forward and keep moving forward and keep America in a good progression where people are empowered, people are free, government is smaller, pocketbooks are bigger, and individuals are the empowered ones, not big government, right? So, all right, enough of my political rants for the day. I'm trying to keep it cool. We're going to go into a little bit of the Four Agreements, and we're going to discover the power of discipline. But I was tooling around today, and really cool. There's 11 metaphysical principles to live your life by, to make your life excellent. And this is from Conscious Life News, which we're all about consciousness. So it says, live by these 11 metaphysical principles and create the life you truly desire. Like, you know, create your ideal life. So let's get in a state of happiness, abundance, and gratitude, powerful heart, and be a master manifester, right? Okay, so this lady's looking at her wonderful grandchildren, Evie, Claire, and Maya, and she smiles and makes her heart open wide. Anyone who becomes seriously involved in the pursuit of science becomes convinced that there is a spirit manifest in the laws of the universe, a spirit vastly superior to that of man. And that was Albert Einstein. This lady is the editor of Conscious Life, the founder, and she, you know, wants to master her life like anybody else. She's had her ups and downs, and experience has been her teacher. Yeah, experience is the best teacher. So here is her compilation of what she's learned so far in 40 years. And I just love this. So let's just track along here and see what we come up with. First principle, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Amen to that. And we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. That's Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. We are not human beings who are striving to be spiritual. We are already spiritual beings. That is, we existed in spiritual form before we were born into this physical world. First and foremost, we are eternal souls. There's a book out there called Journey of the Souls, and a hypnotherapist, Michael Newton, reveals what it's like in the spirit world after death on Earth. He details accounts of 29 people who he placed in a state of super consciousness, and while in this deep hypnosis, the subjects described what happened to them between their reincarnations on Earth, including details about how it feels to die, who meets us right after death, what the spirit world is really like, and where we go, what we do as souls, and why we choose to come back in certain bodies. Now, I will be very honest. I almost died in 1991, and it was quite an interesting experience. I truly was checking out, and it was very interesting. I kind of vaguely remember it, but it was not a fearful experience at all. So, very interesting. The world is like a ride in an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you'll think it's real because that's how powerful our minds are. The ride goes up and down, around and around, has thrills and chills and very brightly colored, and it's very loud. That's from Bill Hicks. We come into this world with basic themes. We want to explore. Some come into this world to experience being a superstar athlete or movie star, while others choose to be born into poverty and famine or neglected. See, I don't know if I don't know that. I don't know that. Experience of extremes of duality. Our soul enters the fetus shortly before or during after birth. Those are some pretty profoundly deep questions. But I do know we are spiritual beings having a human experience. I come from the Christian perspective where, you know, we are spirit, and our spirit is connected through God by Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But some interesting stuff here. So here, second principle, and I mean, some of this stuff is kind of cool. Some of it's, you know, but just take it all with a grain of salt. Just sharing information, that's all. Time is an illusion. The distance between the past, present, and future is only a stubborn, persistent illusion. That's from Albert Einstein. Time, as we know it, is an illusion. There's only now, the present moment. And you know what? That's kind of true. That's all we really have is our present, to be present. We think of time as having three parts, past, present, and future, but the past is a collection of memories. We can't experience the past anymore. We can only remember it, and we can only remember in the present. And the future is only a mental construct. But I do believe in visualization and creating our own, you know, future, if you will, you know, providing you do the right things and a little luck on your side. So be careful with the illusion of time. There's a whole bunch more information on that. Maybe we'll get into that another time. Reality is an illusion. Reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. Albert Einstein, a man who's devoted his whole life to the most clear-headed science, to the study of matter, this is Max Planck. There is no matter as such. All matter originates, exists only by virtue of a force which brings a particular particle of an atom into vibration and holds it in a minute solar system of the atom together. So we live in a reflective reality. Physical reality is a reflection. It's an illusion. Physical reality is a neutral set of props. I don't know. Theoretical physicists and astrophysicists confirm life is nothing but a grand illusion. Physicists admit the universe is a material, mental, and spiritual. That would be something to, like, dig a little deeper with, huh? So it says that, you know, that's one of the third principles. Reality is an illusion. I don't know. If your house is burning, you stay there, or, you know, while it burns because it's just an illusion, or you get the hell out so you don't burn down with it. You know, I mean, some of this stuff, as I said, the little woo-hoo. Your brain constructs what you perceive to be reality through your senses. Even though reality is an illusion, it appears totally real to us, and we experience reality as if it were real. Your brain constructs what you perceive to be your reality. You know, who are we? What are the life force power of the universe with manual dexterity to two cognitive minds? Do we have the power to choose moment by moment? So is your reality is shaped by your thoughts and feelings. The stream of human knowledge is heading towards a non-physical reality. The universe begins to look more and more like great thought than a great machine. That's Sir John James. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. That's true. Within the context of our life theme, we control our personal reality through what we think, what we feel, what we do. The way the world works is simple physics. What you put out is what you get back. You know, that's a biblical principle. That's karma principle. What you reap, what you sow. So whatever frequency you give off is a reflection of what comes back to you. Well, yeah, I think I really put positive energy out there and think positive thoughts and do positive things. If you understand that everything is neutral and doesn't have built-in meaning, you don't have to react to any particular way to anything happens. Every circumstance and every situation, you could see it as fundamentally neutral. If you put a positive spin on what happens, be a negative circumstance, you could only get a positive effect. It's not to say you must be positive all the time. There are times when grief and anger and other negative emotions are appropriate, but choose to love life even during the most challenging times. And bottom line, choose to love life and life will love you back. What you put out, give total affirmation. Your thoughts create parallel realities. There are vibrations of many different universes right here, right now. We're just not in tune with them. There are probably other parallel universes in our living room in this modern physics. The modern interpretation of quantum theory that many worlds represent reality, Dr. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist, professor, and best-selling author, he was also in What the Bleep Do We Know, I believe, the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics was formulated in 1957 by Hugh Everett III in his Princeton PhD thesis. In Everett's many worlds universe, each possible outcome during a person's life is played out in an alternative universe. This means that the number of alternative scenarios in each person's life are virtually endless. According to the many worlds, all the possible outcomes of quantum interaction are realized. The many world interpretation holds that as soon as a potential exists for any object to be in any state, the universe of the object transmutes into a series of parallel universes equal to the number of possible states which that the object can exist, with each universe containing a unique single possible state of that object. According to various polls, the Copenhagen interpretation and the many world interpretation have similar share of the votes among physicists. But many of the big names like Hawking, Feynman, Deutsch, Weinberg have subscribed to the many world interpretation, which appears to be gaining wider and wider acceptance. They're both mathematically and experimentally proven to an extent. And then you can look up parallel universes, many worlds, the best parallel universe documentary. There's like all so much stuff out there. We each have our own personal reality. If everyone is creating their own parallel realities, how do they all merge into one reality? And the answer is they don't. Every single one of us has our own reality, and it seems that we're sharing a reality, but actually we're not sharing the same reality. The only way you perceive that you have other people in your realities by agreement. You agree to create out of your own energy, out of your own consciousness, your version of them and your reality to interact with. Huh. You are actually just your own reality. And even though, God, this is crazy stuff. And even though it seems to be popular with billions of people, they are simply the versions of them that you've created in your reality to interact with. So in reality, it doesn't matter if anyone else's intention towards you is. You can decide whether their intention and vibration and their state of being is appropriate for you. Well, that's actually good. It's like, who the F cares what other people think of you? But I believe in, you know, nice, good, positive interaction with other people and lifting each other up and being positive and, you know, helping each other to transform. We are all designed to be conscious creators. You cannot exercise power without gratitude. For it is gratitude that keeps you connected with power. Amen to that. You waking up every morning with gratitude? I do. You are manifesting all the time, 24/7, via the energetic signals you're continually transmuting to the zero-point field, the unified field, divine matrix, etc. The zero-point field is an energy field that connects all things. I wonder if that's like the Akasha. That's pretty cool. So the zero-point field is an energy field that connects all things. You are in a relationship with the zero-point field as an energetic charge of doing an energy dance with it. General rule, live in a state of gratitude and loving life, and you will manifest more to love. What you appreciate, appreciate. To consciously manifest something, you must set an intention to do so. Intention is desire plus focused thought plus feeling to affect an outcome. That is awesome. Let's say that one more time. To consciously manifest, you must set an intention to do so. Intention is desire plus focused thought plus feeling to affect outcome. Setting an intention is not the same as praying for something to happen. When you pray for something to manifest, you are acknowledging that it does not already exist, and therefore it's unlikely that it will ever manifest. Things can only manifest in the now. What you call different moments are actually the same moment from a different point of view. It's the same moment, so everything is here, everything is now, and manifestation is just about allowing yourself the proper vibration, the proper frequency that will allow you to see the part of now, how that it was heretofore invisible to you. It's as simple as that. Interesting. If you want to manifest something and you don't want to stay in the appropriate state, you don't... The manifestation will remain invisible to you. When you talk about manifesting, you're actually talking about bringing something that is already present. Things already exist in the here and now. You don't have to actually read. So here are some steps to command matter. Sit comfortably with your back upright, hands on your knees. Still the mind. Begin breathing slowly and rhythmically. We've done these exercises as though you're breathing through your heart. Your in-breath should be the same duration as your out-breath, about 5 seconds. Do not hold your breath between the out-breaths. Do this for about 3 minutes. It'll help you get to the alpha brainwave state where manifestation works the best. While doing this slow breathing, it helps to focus on an anchor, breath count, om, chanting, rosary, etc. While slowing the breath, it's best to focus on something that puts you in a state of love, gratitude, compassion, something that, you know, bring yourself into a good vibrational energy, that good light. Stay in the present. Turn off the mind chatter. Don't force things. Don't rush. Accept what happens. Then state your intention. Intend with it, you know, an active expression, not a passive one. Use the present tense. I am healthy now rather than I will be healthy or I've always been healthy. I am healthy now. I am healthy now. I am awesome now. I am fit now. I have my dream house now. I have my dream lover now. Be very specific. Make sure that your intentions are highly specific and directed. The more detailed, the better. State your entire intention. Frame it as positive and include the following. Who, what, where, when, why, how. It's vitally important that you believe. You believe with all your passion. Keep your mind fixed on the desired outcome. Don't let yourself think of failure. Remove any doubt. Belief is the key to unlocking the power of intention. Imagine and feel your intention is already fulfilled using all of your 5 senses in vivid detail. The more detail, the greater the likelihood for success. Move into that state of gratitude. Give thanks for your life before it's made manifest. Gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership because gratitude means that it's already happened. The thought sends out a signal, and the feeling draws back and back and back. And the longer you linger in this gratitude, the more you're magnetizing your new life. Now move aside, surrender your intention, and let it go. This is an essential part to the process. The surrender is an essential part. So allow the universe to fulfill your intention. Understand that you're merely a conduit, and bless the unseen, the intelligence within you, all around you, to move closer to you, to move to you, to stir in you, to move through you, and show cause. Later on, but don't overdo it, max 2 to 3 times a day, go through these intention steps again. Get big, broadcast your signal, this is who I am. It is good to do it immediately upon waking and right before going to sleep because your brain is already in that alpha state. Get up from your intention session not hoping that your prayers are going to be answered, but get up as if your intention is already done. It is finished. It is done. We have talked about this before. We have done meditations about this stuff. If you could vividly imagine it, this is Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill. This is The Secret. This is just a way to, I do this every morning where I just lay in bed in my la-la land and I'm grateful, I haven't been manifesting too many things lately because I'm just kind of in this place of, you know, seeking to get more direction and focus on what it is I really, really want. Big thing for me is, do I really want to stay in this state? Meaning not the state of being, meaning this actual state of Illinois that I'm in. Do I want to be here? And, you know, how are we doing with the, you know, with the radio shows? And how are we doing with our empowering people? And, you know, just kind of trying to figure out what we're doing. Because I got a lot of moving pieces in my life right now between, you know, elderly parents and, you know, young adult children and all kinds of stuff. Who knows? Job confusion. It's all good, though. It's all good. Just I'm grateful for everything that's going on. I just don't have a major definitive of purpose right now that I'm trying to focus on. I thought I was getting another house. That didn't happen. And sometimes, you know, it's really good when things don't happen because it's kind of a protection measure. So that's a little personal on me, but do your manifestation, your meditation. It's great. We're all here to live our highest potential, and it says a person may come into full harmony with the formless substance by entertaining a lively, sincere gratitude for the blessing. That's Wallace Waddles again. So choose to love life no matter what your circumstances. When you manifest from a state of loving, you'll be amazed how your world changes. You'll be happier, enjoy life more. You're loved and appreciated more. You'll manifest more of what you want. The people you encounter during your day will be happier, more compassionate, more cooperative. So start each day becoming heart coherent and practice it every day. Pursue things that are your passion and you're excited about. Do things that make you feel good and bring you joy. If something doesn't feel right, change course. Practice forgiveness. Don't hold on to negative things. Spend some time in nature. Listen to radio shows like this. Nourish your body by eating real food. I mean, that really does raise your consciousness. Exercise daily, if only for a few minutes. Do yoga. You know, do stuff that moves. You know, try and meditate and practice gratitude daily. Be accepting and grateful how every moment shows up. We are all here to create a better world together. Be the change you wish to see in the world, and of course that's Gandhi. So when you raise your vibration by loving life, your world also changes because then you perceive different slice of your infinite parallel realities. So take some time every day to consciously radiate these high vibrations into the world, and that'll help to release a collective vibration with everyone else. Be nice to everybody, okay? Thank God for what you have, and always be guided by the universe. I believe in God, and I that's that also, that surrender. It's like, God, what do you want me to do? You know, if you feel lost and don't quite know what to do with your life, first and foremost is the thing noted above to put you in a state of gratitude and loving life. And pay close attention to the signals from the universe. That's kind of like hearing from God. You get the same message three or more times, it's likely to take action on it. So, you know, learning to apply these concepts will increase your joy and happiness, and just get out of your own way. And, you know, just these are some great tips and wonderful things that can really help you to create your ideal life and make your life a more exciting and better, loving, kind place for you and those that you love. And, you know, just some great things. So, really good information. Really enjoyed that. It's stuff that we've gone through before, though, and we do this. I mean, you know, it's so funny. Things that are truth are timeless truths. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. And they'll just keep coming into your life and making themselves present, and, you know, that will help you create your ideal life, and those are systems to create your, you know, awakening and empowering. So hopefully this has been a good empowering little session. Let's go a little bit into the my allergies are just having fun right now. A little bit into the agreements here, the four agreements. Remember, be impeccable with your word. Don't sin against yourself. Here's the third agreement. Don't make assumptions. As humans have a tendency to make assumptions. The problem with making assumptions is that we believe that they are truth. We could swear that they are real. then we take it personally, right? We blame others. All the sadness and drama in our lives are really rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally. So take a moment to consider the truth of that statement. The whole world of control between humans is about making assumptions and taking things personally. The whole dream of hell is based on that. We create a lot of emotional poison by making assumptions and taking it personally because usually we start gossiping about our assumptions. Remember, gossiping is the way we communicate to each other in the dream of hell. And it's, you know, toxic. And get rid of the toxic people, you know, and toxic behavior. So don't make assumptions. The mind creates chaos by assuming things, and it creates frustration, and it's really no basis in reality. Do not make assumptions on others. Don't make assumptions in your relationships. You know, clarity is power. You know, be open, you know. you know, don't assume people see things the same way you do. You know, that's what, you know, communicating is really great, you know. So communication, being open and not making assumptions. Any kind of relationship, we make assumptions that, you know, others know what we think. And that's not true, you know. You can't assume that people are at the same place you are. I mean, I can't assume that you read Think and Grow Rich because you've been on this show. We've been talking about it for four years on our show. But what if you're a first-time listener? So I can't assume that you understand the law of attraction. And if you don't, then I you know, the law of attraction is what we were talking about. What you project out comes back to you. It's that karma. And what you become, what you think about most of the time. And that's the basis of the law of attraction, the secrets, Think and Grow Rich, all of this metaphysical universal law, as a man thinketh in his heart, the Proverbs verse. This is a timeless truth. So don't make assumptions. You know? You know, I just assumed I like that, you know. When people say, oh, I just assumed. Well, remember that old saying, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. So don't make assumptions. And I know it sounds easy, and this is from the book. It says it's difficult because we always do the exact opposite. We have all these habits and routines that we're not even aware of, and that's why enlightening and awareness really and awakening is important. Being aware of your habits, and understanding the importance of this agreement is the first step. what's really going to make a difference. So that's part of the fourth agreement. That's the third agreement. Next week we're on the fourth agreement, and breaking old agreements and old habits. So when you transform your whole dream, magic just happens in your life. What you need comes to you easily because your spirit moves freely through you, and it's the mastery of intent, the mastery of spirit, the mastery of love, the mastery of gratitude, the mastery of life. This is the goal of the Toltec. It's the path to personal freedom. So create by giving, sharing, loving. Make an agreement, a habit. Your whole life will be completely different. Taking action over and over again strengthens your will. It nurtures your seed. It establishes a solid foundation for a new habit to grow. A solid foundation, you know, something that's unbreakable, right? After many repetitions of these agreements, it'll become second nature, and you'll follow the magic of your world that transforms, usually says, from black magic to white magic, which means from good to evil, you know, from evil to good. So today is really kind of all about manifesting and deploying your self-discipline and being the best person you can be. And, you know, I'm going to cut it here. This has been a great show. Kind of scheduled for a couple hours, but let's play a little music, and let's just sign off. And I'll thank you for joining me, Carol Ann Parisi, on Awaken to Empowerment this Monday, the spring equinox, and start some new beginnings. Maybe I'll be back again tomorrow. If not, just be grateful. Be grateful for you. Be love, be peace, be happy, and be free. And remember, make yourself great. It'll make everything great. Ciao for now. Let's take a little ride with Boston, a little long time, and we'll catch you back here next time. This is Carol Ann Parisi signing off for Awaken to Empowerment Radio, part of Ideal Life Systems. So